I hope your day is full of scorpions and seahorses, and those two things don't go together. It's a free-flowing intro, guys. What's up? Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank. We have an amazing episode of Shank for you this week with the one, the only comedian Gabby Lamb. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with comedian Gabby Lamb, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. One, I am going to be at the This Bitch and Friend show. That's April 18th in the main room. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kim Congdon, Whitney Cummings, Beth Stelling, Jetski Johnson, Annie Lederman. Get tickets. It will sell out. And also, I'm coming to Houston for the Riot Comedy Festival the first weekend of April. So I'll be in Texas and probably in Austin the week before. So make sure to buy tickets. Follow me at Princess Shank for all of my show dates. And then May 7th, Kim Congdon and I are doing This Bitch and Friends in the main room. No, sorry. May 7th, we're doing This Bitch Podcast Live in the original room for Netflix as a joke. Get tickets to that as well at Princess Shank. All right, guys, before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Gabby Lamb, there's just one thing I want to tell you about, and that's Oh Yeah Socks. Oh, yeah. Are you wearing socks? If you're not, you're a dirty little pig. You're a dog. You're disgusting. Like, you can't just be raw dogging your shoes all day. Buy some socks, but buy these socks. They're stylish. They're fun. There's so many unique designs. My favorites right now are the strawberries and the gator slippers. Shop ohyah.com. That's 3 O's, H-Y-E-A-H.com. Discount code Sarah10, S-A-R-A-10. They make great gifts. Put them in your kids' Easter baskets. Give them to your lover. Give them to your brother. Buy some socks. It's a great way to support the podcast. All right, guys, let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only comedian, Gabby Lamb. Here it is.
Is this a good? Is this a good angle? Is this good?
That's
angle?
What you look, like.
Look great here.
You look good. Wow.
Nice hair.
I know, it looks good.
Yeah, it is new.
I like it.
Thanks.
It's pretty.
It's cute, right?
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's
warm. I like that.
I took a chance. My hair girl's going to kick my ass.
You did it without her?
Oh, yeah. I went to Target and I got I got a gloss because, you know, they like wash out.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I do this? And she was like, I don't know. I've heard that it's hard to get out. Like, I'm reading the reviews and it says that it could be hard to get out. She really doesn't want to do red on me. She's like, bitch, you want to change your hair all the time, and red is like impossible to get out.
And you're like, I'm doing it.
And I said, let me just try it.
No. So she doesn't know?
No.
Does she follow you?
Yeah.
She knows.
It's Skylar Stone's wife.
Everyone goes to Skylar Stone's wife.
I know. Everybody goes to Nicole Stone. Yeah, she's going to kick my ass.
They say that she's the best. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank, and today's guest is the one, the only comedian, Gabby Lamb.
Look at us, girl.
We're back,
honey. Back at it again.
Yeah, we are.
Somebody DM'd me the other day, and they're like, get back on Sarah's podcast. I love you guys together.
I know. People love you on the pod.
It's so cute. It's fun.
It is fun. Okay, wait. I saw that you went to a Covered by California health insurance place.
Sure did. Spent my entire day there yesterday.
What happened?
What didn't happen is the real question.
It looked like hell.
It is hell. Free health insurance. It's crazy to complain about free health insurance, but this is the thing about free health insurance.
It's free health insurance.
It's free health insurance. So it's like, if you go, it's like, it's a difference between like the 99-cent store and Gucci, okay?
Yeah.
So it's like, you have really great health insurance, you got the expensive health insurance, you're going to Cedars-Sinai. You're
right.
Getting the best health care. You get free health insurance, you're going to the 99-cent store. Now, am I going to, you know, do I want to complain about it? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
It's absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
And, you know, my entire life, I was on my mom's health insurance, and she's a teacher, and teachers get, like, perfect health insurance. It's so great. And then when I turned 27, I got, I don't even know what the fuck I got on, but it was good enough.
Uh-huh.
And then I got with Oscar, and then Oscar shut down.
What the hell's Oscar?
Oscar was like affordable health insurance.
Well, I don't like the name. It just sounds like a casual guy.
It sounds like a casual guy. I know.
Yeah.
And you know, it shut. It left us like a casual guy does. It was like a really. It was like too good to be true.
Oscar's gone.
Oscar's gone. It was like the hot guy that you're like, there's no way that this guy's going to date me. No way, no way.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep blowing him and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, he'll commit.
but he doesn't.
But guess what? He didn't commit. And now I'm left with my fucking free LA care health insurance Medi-Cal bullshit.
And it's bad.
It's so fucking bad. It's so bad. So, okay. Where I live is not in a great area.
Right.
And my primary care,
right,
my doctor's office,
yeah,
is a 2-minute walk from where I live. So anything that's in
the vicinity, of home.
Where I live, you're going to go, eh, not, I don't know if that's a good
option.
I don't know. I'd rather, you know, maybe give me like a mile or two away.
Yeah.
Get me out of my neighborhood.
Yeah.
But no, my neighborhood, they said, you know what? Let's make this easy for you.
Yeah.
And I went there yesterday, spent about 3 hours. Atrocious. Smelled like shit. There's a security guard that waits outside with probably a gun. You know, who knows
like
what it is.
Like the Gucci store.
Like the Gucci store, yeah, right. But they're protecting it for a different reason.
Right.
Because there's homeless drug addicts that are probably walking around with knives.
Right.
So there has to be a security guard.
Right.
Outside. Because, you know, on the door it says no firearms. And you go, well, that's there for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody walked in here with a firearm. Yeah. So they had to put the sign.
Probably several people walked in with the fire.
Probably several people. And you go in there and you go, I'm sure that people in here tried to actively shoot everybody in here. Because you go, oh, this is not a good place.
Well, the vibe is off.
Vibe is off. It smelled terrible. Every room had a different scent. Very pungent. We had SpaghettiOs in one, and diarrhea in the other.
SpaghettiOs and then diarrhea?
Diarrhea, SpaghettiOs, sweat, you name it.
Oh, you gotta hit the coffee beans before you go to the next room.
It was really bad. And I get in there and then the doctor that they assigned me, she goes, I have 3 medications that I take. Okay. And I show them to her. I brought them with just to prove to her, you know, that I'm on meds. Not,
yeah.
So I'm not lying to get, you know.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
She goes, what do you want? I show her. And she goes, whew.
No.
That's a lot of medication. And I'm like, is it that many? It's the lowest dose of Lexapro.
Right.
The lowest dose of GABA.
Right.
Which I'm like not, I'm like getting off of it.
But you're not going to her for her to critique the amount of meds you're on.
And you go, that's an interesting thing for a doctor to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, she's I can't willy-nilly go off of an antidepressant.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So that was an interesting, you know, and
exchange.
I was like, yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll just get off one because I felt like guilt. I felt like shamed.
Right.
So I was like, oh,
she's
well.
She's like, oh, you're crazy.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I guess I don't need one of these.
Right.
Which I am, like, the gabapentin is, like, I've been on it for the last 6 months, and I am, like, getting off of it in the process. But, you know, right. You have to taper off things.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll just, like, not get a refill on the GABA, I guess.
And what'd she say?
Didn't say anything. She was like, okay.
And that was it?
Yeah, yeah. And then they, like, took my blood and did all that. Whatever. It was a fucking nightmare. And today, in order to get the other medication that I'm prescribed, which is Vyvanse, mm-hmm. you know, an ADHD medication. It's a controlled substance,
yeah.
which I'm on the lowest yeah. possible dosage of it.
Yeah.
And I know people will listen to this and be like, you're not sober. I have ADHD. I've had it my whole life. I've been on this medication my whole life. I don't know. Okay. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I have terrible ADHD. It makes my life very difficult. I can function without it, I guess, but it's hard. Anyway, so.
Right.
They call me. The behavioral specialist calls me. I feel like I'm rambling.
But I want to know.
Okay. They call me this morning because you have to, like, with Medi-Cal, you have to be enrolled with a behavioral specialist. You have to have a therapist in order to get a psychiatrist, okay?
Okay.
Through Medi-Cal.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to guess that the therapists with the free insurance aren't going to be great.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You
know? Right.
I'm gonna
go on a limb.
Go out on a limb. They're probably not gonna be great therapists. Yeah. So they call me this morning and they were like, and you know, my hunch was right. They go, do you want to come into our location for therapy or would you like a Zoom, you know, to do it over Zoom?
Yeah.
I said, well, I'd prefer to come in. I prefer sitting down, you know, making eye contact.
Right.
And they said, okay, you can do that. Just to let you know, our facility is on Skid Row. I said, you know.
No.
I said, I think I'll take the Zoom.
No.
Skid fucking Row.
The Skid Row?
Skid fucking Row, dude.
For your mental health appointment?
And you go, huh?
You're going to be walking over syringes on the way in.
Yeah. And then I'll be walking out of there with a syringe in my fucking arm. Because, you know, like.
Relapsing for sure if you go to Skid Row.
That's right. I'll go down there and I'll go, I would rather be on heroin than go to this therapist on Skid Row.
So crazy.
It's so crazy. I couldn't believe it. This was my phone. I wake up to this 8:30 a.m. and I'm like on the phone. I'm like, what's going on? You know, they call me and I woke up because they called me and I was like, hey, and then we have this conversation and I was like, there's no way.
So did you do it on Zoom?
Well, I can't see a therapist until like 5 months from now.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's on the free shit. Well, so can you get a refill on your meds?
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
So I called my old psychiatrist and I said, hey, I know I'm on Medi-Cal now. Is there any way I can pay out of pocket for, you know, the meds that my doctor had prescribed me? And they're like, no, we don't take Medi-Cal patients. I said, well, gorgeous.
No.
Gorgeous. I love healthcare.
Healthcare is so fucked.
I feel
like in Sweden, you just walk in with a broken arm in 30 minutes. You're skipping out with a lollipop.
Maybe.
I don't know. And a coffee.
Probably.
I don't know if I'm like romanticizing healthcare in Europe, but that's what it fucking seems like.
I don't know.
You get a croissant and you skip down a cobblestone pathway and you're healed.
Your tits are bigger. Your skin's clear. Yeah.
Everything is better.
Everything's better. Here they say, no, you can go to Skid Row where everybody's on fentanyl and you're going to step over two dead bodies for therapy.
Have fun. Best of luck to ya.
Yeah.
I went to the chiropractor today.
How was that?
It was wild because it was really busy in his office. So they're like, we're actually going to have you get adjusted in this other room. And when they brought me to the other room, it was clearly an OBGYN room.
Okay, yeah.
And as he's cracking me, I'm literally looking at a poster of different vulvas.
Yeah, love that.
It was like, no vulvas are alike. And he's like cracking my neck and I'm staring at a vulva poster. Like,
now, here's my question. What's the difference between a clit and a vulva?
That's a very good question. Not to be ignorant. I don't really know.
Isn't it amazing?
Is vulva like
the whole area?
The whole area.
Like your whole pussy?
Here, I'll show you a diagram, but the vulva is like the whole.
I'm surprised like the lips and the clit.
I'm surprised you don't know this after staring at posters of them all morning.
It was lips and clit is what
lips
I
and
saw.
Clit.
And a little bush. But there was all different. They were all cartoon vulvas. And so, I was staring at them while he was cracking my neck.
So is like the vulva the labia like, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the umbrella of the whole area.
Can we get a diagram?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No. That one's blue. A blue vagina.
That's not
on that screen.
It's not on
It's not on that screen, but it's fine. I get the gist
of
what
it
is. Yeah.
Okay. Should we just pull our pussies out and talk about our
vulva?
Yeah.
I can fix that.
That's fun. What is that covered by your health insurance?
I got into a car accident, so I need to get
it. Last time I was here, you were like fresh out of that accident.
Fresh out of that accident, yeah. So I've been getting like adjusted and stuff, and it helps.
Look at you.
I'm healing.
You're healing. Physically.
Physically.
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
How are you emotionally?
Emotionally, I'm good today.
Good for you.
How are you emotionally?
I think I'm good. Yeah. A little annoyed about the whole fucking, you know, psychiatry therapy thing. But other than that,
you seem like you're in a good place.
I'm in a good place.
6 months ago?
Six months ago.
Play the tape.
We were on suicide watch.
There it is.
Clitoral hood.
It's kind of off-putting to me that they made it blue.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
What is a vagina? I honestly don't know what a vagina is either.
Is this like the hole?
The full canal is the vagina.
It's like, just call it the pussy. All I know is the pussy and the butthole.
And the
clit. This whole thing is just
Are you allowed
pussy.
To show, are you showing this on the podcast?
Yeah, that you can.
And that'll get YouTubed out, right?
No, that's a medical thing.
But the real pussy picture
underneath,
that was below it.
We'll hide the real lips won't make a debut.
Why the thing about this is why the F is the internet? Why is it so why can't we show the real stuff, dude? I can't. We
show we walk around with vaginas, but we can't show them on YouTube. But you can show them on Twitter.
Isn't
Twitter's
that crazy?
The wild, wild west. It's like you'll see someone's asshole.
You can see girls sucking dick on Twitter. It's so crazy.
And it's jarring because I dated a few guys. You ever do this? You go and see the things that they favorited.
Whoa.
That's
wait, because the guy that I'm dating loves Twitter. I should go find his Twitter.
This is bad influence.
Oh my God.
I go the things that I remember I was hooking up with this one dude. I was like, this guy's a fucking pig. Every day it was like asses.
Wow.
Women getting eaten out on fucking Twitter.
Likes to watch girls getting eaten out.
Yeah. But still, it was still like, oh.
Yeah, it is like, oof.
Yeah.
Remember the heinous?
This fucking guy.
Yeah.
We like dated for like a couple weeks. And then he's like, come to New York and visit me. And then I had him on the podcast. I had been staying
A comedian?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And I had been staying with him for like 5 days. This was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I was like staying with him for 5 days. And he tells me on the podcast, like after day number 5, while we're on the podcast, so he doesn't believe in relationships, so he doesn't believe in monogamy.
I love that.
And I'm just, I have to be like, oh my God, that's so wild. And like play it off like it's all cool.
That is so podcast.
And in my head, I'm like, fuck, why didn't I have this conversation before I flew across the United States?
Isn't that wild? And then you're on a fucking podcast, so you have
and
to
then
be
I
professional.
Got I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, well, monogamy's not for everyone.
And you're just burning up?
Yeah. I'm like, that's so cool of you, huh? You're such a free spirit.
Oh, God.
That pissed me off. I totally forgot about him till right now.
We do have to, like, perform to a certain degree on podcast. We can't be, like, our authentic selves on podcasts.
Well, especially if you're fucking the person who's the guest.
Absolutely.
And you're staying with them and all your stuff is in their living room and they're casually just like, I don't believe in monogamy.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah,
okay, could have told me before I bought the flight across the United States.
Could have told me. Wouldn't that have been fun?
But didn't.
No.
Same guy though.
Yeah.
He's really getting it today.
Yeah.
Same guy today. He had an Amazon wish list.
Mm-hmm.
Turn off. That's like what porn star ladies have.
He had an Amazon wish list?
Yeah. He's like, and then he'd post, you'd be like, shout out to Kyla. She bought me this new shampoo.
That is so gross.
And I was like,
Tara, that's so gross.
I know.
Did you find that after you dated him?
It was one of those things that like I kind of like slid under the rug.
You
but
did.
Then
you
after,
overlooked
but
it.
But then after he announced on my podcast that he didn't believe in monogamy when I just blew him, I was like.
not after you just blew him.
Yeah, like I just wiped cum off of myself.
You literally still like had it
like,
on you.
Hey,
yeah. Yeah.
Let's do a pod.
And did you know when you did the podcast, did you talk about how you were like in a relationship?
No, we like acted like we were just like friends doing a podcast.
No, that's
but,
so wild.
But then. And but like I think if you were anyone with a brain in their head would be like people were like she's fucking him, you know, in the comments and stuff because it was obvious. But yeah,
I will also say anytime a woman is on a podcast with a man, they go she's fucking him,
even if you're not.
Yeah, even if you're literally not.
Yeah.
Do you remember like I remember years ago when Ally McCoskey did Joe Rogan's and everybody was commenting on it being like she's only on this because she's fucking him. And it
I
was
know,
like
so crazy.
No. She's just a comedian that knows Joe Rogan.
It's literally so crazy.
It's so crazy.
According to people, I have fucked, you know, I've been fucking Josh Potter for years.
Oh yes, you have, of course.
Like,
yeah.
The roach getting in that. It's like, can everybody calm down?
It's literally, I see that all the time. Brittany Schmidt with Theo Von. People are always like, Brittany's fucking Theo. And it's like, she's not.
You can have friends.
You're literally allowed
Especially,
to be friends with people.
It's also like, I'm so glad that I'm not dating a comedian right now.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Regular person.
You're dating a regular person? Are you in a full-blown relationship?
I'm in a relationship.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
Since November.
November, December, January, February, March. Wow. Okay. So we're 4 months.
4 months.
Do you say you love each other yet?
Not yet.
Wow. You're fucking. That's crazy.
Yep.
That's taking it slow.
I'm taking it slow.
When did you establish that you were in a real relationship?
After 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel.
Do I what?
Does he listen to the podcast?
I don't know.
Okay. So I won't ask.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, ask me later.
Yeah. I'll ask you later.
Off air.
Yeah. But good. Okay, yeah. So you don't say you love each other yet?
Not yet.
4 months in.
4 months in.
Wow.
Met on Raya.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Cute. Yeah. Wait, I feel like, did we sort of talk about this the last time
maybe,
I was here?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I don't know. Who knows? Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I have the memory of a fucking squid. I can't.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship. It's wild.
Where does he live?
He lives far. He lives like past Calabasas.
Oh, God, he's far. Mm-hmm. How often do you guys see each other?
Like a few times a week.
Yeah. What do you think is too much?
Every day.
I'm trying to figure this out right now, too.
Are you dating someone?
Yeah. I'm like pretty seriously dating somebody. We have yet to...
Have you said I love you?
No. It's only been a month. It's been a month. But
I think I've seen him on the stories.
Yeah, he's so cute.
He's very cute.
I refuse to give out his social media handle because
same.
Fuck no.
But just be acting up.
I learned my lesson with my last one because I was always posting and tagging him. No. And then like everybody. After we broke up, people were commenting on my stuff, being like, Where's John? Or like, I don't know. I'm just like, no, y'all don't get to have fucking access this time. You can see, but you can't know.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah, I posted my guy, and then some bitch I met in Austin one time just started following him. I go, what?
Really?
I go, what the hell?
Did you tag him?
I thought we were friends. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't tag him.
I was like, this bitch.
She followed him
and then liked photos from like 2018.
What a weird bitch.
Wow. And I have to see her again.
No.
Yeah, and be like, hey, girl, how are you?
Hey, girls.
Oh, my God. What was it like when you scrolled all the way back to the bowels of my man's Instagram?
Not the bowels of your man's Instagram. Wow. I know, because people be fucking acting up. You post a guy and they say, I gotta know. And then
people, a million questions.
Yeah, actually, I mean, I do the same. I'm like talking shit about it, but I literally
do
the
same.
I do it, so I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking tagging
it's
him.
It's fun.
I'll never fucking... Maybe I'll say his name one day, but like, he ain't. But his Instagram too is like, he is like no Instagram presence, which
we
is nice.
We love that.
None. He has like one post from 2017 and it's a private Instagram.
That's amazing. How did you guys meet?
Literally on Hinge.
You did?
Literally, yeah.
I'm amazed that Hinge worked for you.
I'm amazed that it did too.
I gave up on Hinge.
So it's interesting.
I gave up on Raya too. I was like, this is disgusting.
I gave up on Raya. I was like, this is awful. I would always delete Hinge because I was like, this is so fucking stupid. I hate dating apps. I never wanted to be a dating app girl.
Me either.
And then like on my way out.
That's what happened with me.
Yep. Like my
I was literally about to cancel.
Literally. Yep.
A day away from canceling.
Yeah.
And I was about to cancel and then I had a message from this dude. He had sent me a message a month ago and I didn't see it because they stopped checking the app. So he thought I just ignored him for a month.
Wow. And look at that. Look, she played hard to get.
By accident. And it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did you wait to have sex?
Third date. Was it second? Second or third?
How long was that though? Like a week or?
It was like a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. 2 weeks.
Adult.
Look at that.
It wasn't the first date. I'll tell you that. Like, it could have been the second. Things got blurry on the second. I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna chew this ice, but I don't want to chew it into the mic.
There's an audience for it.
Yeah. Work it. ASMR people.
Big time. Wow. Yeah, dude. Dating apps are funny. I really didn't want to be on it. The day that I met the guy that I'm dating now. So, you know, I was going through, I think the first time, okay, I did your podcast.
Yes.
Like days after I got out of that relationship.
Yes.
I legitimately, and I couldn't talk about it for a long time because I was like so brokenhearted. I was so paranoid.
No, you were so brokenhearted. You had a pendulum.
It was good. Girl, I spent hundreds of dollars, if not in the thousands range on
healing modalities
and tarot readings.
I, after a breakup, went to the House of Intuition.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, let me, I need these candles.
You need them.
I need 4 candles. Yep. I need some like love. I got a love bracelet. I was wearing it around for a while. And then someone was like, that bracelet doesn't even really look like your style. And I'm like, cause it's not, I'm trying to manifest love. It's rose quartz.
Rose quartz. Bitch, I got a rose quartz necklace. I was wearing it around. Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
And then I was in there. And
I'm not a crystal bitch.
No. Then there's this crazy bitch that pops out from a different aisle, and she's with like hot orange hair. She goes, what are you trying to do? And I'm like, I'm going through a breakup. She's like, you need this, and you need this, and you need this. And she's like, I don't work here. I just know the things that you need. And I was like, I'm listening to her. She's like, you need to go home and get some bay leaves.
They're all
I'm
wrong. Like, by the way, they're all wrong. It does nothing.
I spent $150.
And that's one day.
That's one day at that fucking store.
Yeah.
And then you're like, do I need new tarot cards?
Yes.
Yes. The witch industry is real.
The witch industry is literally big pharma for brokenhearted girls.
It is.
They prey on the sick and suffering.
The sick and suffering ladies.
And it's like, dude, I spent so much money. I spent so much like up at night, like manifesting, crying, like.
But do you think it works?
No, no. I think there are.
You don't
think
any of that work led you to your current relationship?
Maybe. And I will say,
see, and that's on mental illness.
I'll tell you what.
I don't think that the rose quartz bracelet brought my man straight to me.
My 222 candle that's next to my bed that has glitter in it.
That's my lucky number.
Mine too.
No,
I see it everywhere.
Me too.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're a 222 bitch.
Yes. Okay. I want to get a 222 tattoo.
Oh my god, I kind of do too.
Should we get two? That's easy.
So easy.
That's a quick sit. That's an hour.
Oh, less. That's 40 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, let's get 222 tattoos.
Dude, I'm so down. That's my number.
And that's on alignment, bitch.
It is on alignment, bitch. I will say, so all of that stuff got me, like, really in touch with, like esoteric spirituality shit, which I do like.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't think, I think that what really hindered my healing was the constant need for like the psychic readings and the tarot readings, because it kept me in this loop like, he's coming back, he's coming back, he's coming back. He did not, in fact, come back. And the best part, like the guy that I'm dating now, I met him and immediately I was like, oh, this man runs circles around my ex, who I thought was the best man in the world.
Right.
But every reading I got was like, no, he's coming back. Oh, like, that's your man.
When a psychic tells you he's coming back and that's your man.
Oh, girl.
That'll fuck you up.
It'll fuck you up. And it did. And it fucked me up. And
it fucked me up for weeks.
Months.
Actually, to be honest, years.
Years. Yes.
5 years.
Because
this guy was like, that's your husband. Yes. I'm like, this will change. My pussy's going to change him.
Yeah. Your pussy will change him. Yep.
It doesn't.
No. No, no, no. And I really thought if I sat around manifesting my ex, I was like, he's going to come back. It's happening. Now, I do believe in the power of manifestation.
Uh-huh.
But I think that I was using my powers for something
for
that
evil.
Wasn't for me.
Yeah, for evil.
And
for what you want. Because it's hard to not get what you want in the way of what is best for your whole.
Right. Because, yes. And I think that, like, in the headspace that I was in, he was the best that I knew. And it's like the universe knows that, like, there's always something better for you.
Right.
But you don't know that because it doesn't exist yet.
Right. And so you're living in the past because that's the closest thing that you have to that reminder of what that connection felt like.
Right.
So you're like, it has to be this person.
Yeah, it has to be him. I need him more than anything. Like, I need him to breathe.
And it's also like you're focusing on that and then all your attention's there and you're not creating room for the new person to come in.
Mm-hmm. And it was, so the day that I met the guy that I'm dating now, who's wonderful, my ex that I wanted to kill myself over.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I was on the verge of relapsing and killing myself.
You had the pendulum, I knew things were
bad.
Yeah.
When that pendulum set me back too. Always told me he was coming back. I was like, yes.
When you did the pendulum and it said yes and then no, I was like, after you left, I was thinking, I got to get a pendulum.
Yeah. And I do think that they can work. I think again,
You were using it for evil.
I was maybe using it, or it was like a bad spirit attached to it. I don't know.
Go home, sage your pendulum.
I know.
Start again.
I need to sage my pendulum. But the day, okay, so my ex called me.
Right.
He moved out of the state. He moved to another state. The day that he was leaving California, he calls me. I haven't talked to him since we broke up, really.
Okay.
He calls me and I was like, oh my God. He calls me to apologize. And he's like, I'm sorry that I didn't give you more answers. Like, you deserved a lot more and I left you hanging. And I'm sorry I abandoned you. Da, 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 da. I just needed to figure, whatever. You know, he does this whole, and I was like, oh my God. And then that night I met the guy that I'm dating now.
No.
And we went on a date. I was in Kentucky because I had shows and I flew back the next day. We went on a date and then immediately I was like, oh, this guy's like, so fucking, he's so great. Yeah.
You were in Kentucky.
I was in Kentucky.
Gabby
we met on
Hinge. Kentucky's its own show.
And it was my own show. And yeah, he messaged me that night and then called me like a maniac. I gave him my number. I was like, I'm deleting this app. Here's my number. And he calls me and we talked on the phone for like 2 hours. And I was like, this man's so funny.
I like how you're like, he called me like a maniac.
Who calls?
You gave him your number, but then he called. And, what a maniac.
Usually you just text. You text and you text. But he calls me.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this is a man.
Yeah. He calls me. And he's like, what's up? And I was like, who are you? And I was like, why are you a stranger? He was like, you're a stranger. I was like, why are you calling me? And he was so funny. And I was like, this guy's so fucking funny. And then we went out the next night, and I was like, okay. And then it's been that ever since.
That's so cute. How many times a week are you guys hanging out?
Like 3.
That's good.
Yeah, it's cute.
Is that why you asked earlier?
I'm trying to figure out because I am somebody who, like, jumps into shit, like, crazy fast, you know?
Right.
Like, me and my ex, it was, like, date number 2. We were like, we're official.
No.
It was like that. And then it's like, this time, I'm like, I can't. He's not my boyfriend yet. We're just like...
I can't remember if you shit with the door open when you're in a relationship.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I was like, is that
that's
a Gabby
me.
Thing?
No, that's a me thing. Okay. I haven't done that yet because I know that once I start farting in front of him and stuff, it's like the floodgates are open.
Right. So is your goal to get to that point in this relationship?
Eventually, that's my... And in every relationship, that's my end goal.
You
want to
freely
shit in front
fart.
Of him. Yes.
I respect that.
Thank you. I think it asserts dominance
no.
and power.
You just leave the door open.
Yeah, and you say, guess what? Guess who's daddy now? You say, I'm daddy. I wear the pants.
Do you make eye contact?
Absolutely.
No.
I had this one ex-boyfriend that I would do that with, and I would like literally shit with the door open and like grunt, and he'd be like, can you fucking not? And I would be like, I don't give a fuck what you say. No. I'm shitting with the door open, and I'm grunting. And he's like, this is so... gross.
No.
And I would say, you look at me while I do this.
No. Did he do that?
No. No.
Oh, so he was more ladylike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm establishing
dominant.
The power dynamic in this. Yeah. You don't.
What else do you do to establish the power dynamic?
Do you? Okay. Well, I mean, besides like the just grotesque shit, like shitting in front of them and farting on them. Which.
On them.
On them. Yeah, absolutely. It's
no.
Like you have like a fart off. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I walk
I'm
up
sure.
and you lift up your leg.
Yeah,
you?
And then you waft
no.
it. Yeah, I do that all the time.
No,
yeah. I can't do that yet.
Not yet.
No, not
let
yet.
Me know
but
what
I will.
Happens.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll let you know next time I come on here. I'll let you know if I've farted on him yet.
I feel like you will have.
We'll see.
The 2 month marks when you're gonna start farting on him.
God, that's so soon.
Well, maybe you'll make it to 3.
Maybe I'll make it to 3.
If you made it to
that's
6,
that's taking it slow.
That would be. Love.
When I met this guy, I was like, I'm not gonna fuck him for at least 3 months. And then a week later, I was like, no, we're fucking.
It's really hard not to.
It's really hard.
And you're like, I need to know what I'm working with.
You
because
do
need
to know.
If I wait 3 months and then we fuck and then I'm disappointed, that's awkward.
And then there's no chemistry. But yeah, I know. God.
What else do you do to establish dominance?
What else do I do to establish dominance?
Do you cook? No.
Fuck no. Such a bad cook. I don't look like a girl who can cook either. Except
no
for meth. I look like I can cook meth, but that's about it. And honestly, I probably could.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, that might be like, those might be my big ones.
The farting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I already do the thing where I like try to stick my fingers up their asshole.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but not like even
with
like
your
in
nails?
A yeah, not even like in a sexual way though. Like just when you're out in public and you like give them a little boop,
an inchworm. That's
yeah.
what we used to call it.
You grab,
those
you grab, and you go like that.
No.
You don't do that.
No.
Gotta do
I like
it.
How you're saying it like it's so normal and like I'm the crazy one for not fingering my man's asshole in public.
You didn't do that?
What do you mean? You never just stick your finger in there?
I did DMV? All the time.
You go behind him, you grab his ass, and you try to, you know, give him
like
a little
a swipe. Dook.
Yeah. No, I do that.
Have you done that to the new one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I do that to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And does he not mind?
He laughs.
So it's
makes
perfect.
Him laugh. So I go.
It's perfect.
You gotta test the waters. Another thing that I do to assert dominance, but also to figure out, you know, who I'm fucking with, is I do a marry, fuck, kill, or like, would you rather?
Oh yeah.
With family members.
No.
Gotta know. I gotta know.
What do you mean?
So I'll say like, you know, do you have between like your mom, dad, brother?
Yeah.
Marry, fuck, kill. And if they're weird about it, then I know it's like my litmus test. I'm like, okay, if they're weird about it, you're not my man. But if immediately they're like, let me think about this. I can play this game. I'm like, now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want a guy who's going to be able to.
Who's weird enough.
Yeah, who's not going to be like, oh, TMI, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Don't be a bitch, you know? Don't be a pussy bitch.
Yeah. And you can gather information based on what someone says.
Absolutely.
In the game of kill, marry, fuck.
Yes, you can.
You can see if they're what they're working with.
Absolutely.
If all brain, like you can see if they're using, what kind of strategies they're using.
Yeah.
If their brains are firing on all cylinders.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like, really good. And then you learn, like, why would you want to fuck your dad? Why do you want to kill your mom?
Why
do you want to marry your brother? What's going on in this family dynamic?
Before I go any further.
Yeah.
What's going on
what's
in the
going
family
on?
Dynamic? Because there's always something.
There's always something. Yeah. And I love to know. And then my
in
other
the
question
beginning.
Is always like, what medications are you on?
Oh, that's fun.
Need to know.
First date?
Oh, yeah.
You asked first date, what meds are you on?
The guy that I'm dating now, the first time we talked, when he called me on that chaotic phone call, I was like, okay, well, you know what? I have nothing to lose. I'm going to ask. I was like, how much money do you make? Do you have
no.
a big dick?
No,
if we go out, you have to pay for everything. I was just like, I don't give a I was like, I have nothing to lose. And he was like, you have me to lose. And I was like, I don't know you, motherfucker. I don't. And he was laughing. And I was like, and he was answering all the questions. And
what
I was like,
he say?
he's like, I hate that you asked me if I have a big dick. And I was like, I need to know. And he's like, I don't want to say that I have a big dick. And I was like, so you do? And he was like, I'm not gonna. And I was like, what have other women said? And he's like, yeah, I've been told that I do. And I was like, yes, yes, yes.
No, no.
Nice.
No,
Yeah. I asked him, I was like, do you want to have kids? What are you looking
does
for?
Does he want to have kids?
He does.
Do you want to have kids?
I think I do.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is a change.
Yeah.
Because before you were just like freezing the eggs, get the money.
No,
fuck
I
the kids.
Sold the eggs, sold the kids, got the money.
Now you want your own.
Now I think, I know that I've always wanted my own, but I'm scared of the existence. I'm scared for their existence because being alive is very difficult.
Right.
And it seems like it's only getting worse.
Right.
For everybody on planet Earth.
Right.
And
so you have to make a little warrior.
It's that there's like I'm afraid for their existence. And I'm also afraid like, dude, I'm like, if I'm going to have money and a career, it's still going to take me like a couple of years to get really established. And by the time that happens, I'm going to be like 40.
Yeah. Welcome to the we're going to be old mom club.
Right. And then you see, dude, all female comedians that have kids, they end up fucking having them when they're like 40.
Yeah.
Because it takes so long for this career to like really become established.
And then people are like, oh, you got pregnant. Your career's over.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's so crazy. So it's like it has to. I would like to, but when I don't know what the window is.
Did you ask him his credit first call?
Yeah, hell yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I asked him all the things. He's like, I hate these questions. And
no.
I was like,
did he ask you any?
Mm-hmm. He asked me, I think he kind of asked me all of the same questions back.
Are you medicated? Are you medicated?
Yeah, we both have very similar issues. We both have very similar
prescriptions.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah, he's on antidepressants. Antidepressants and ADHD medication. Me too.
Perfect.
Yeah. Have the same kind of like familial issues. It's cute.
That is cute.
You got to figure out these things right away.
You do.
Especially after my last relationship, I'm like, I'm not fucking around, dude. I am not being, I got to know up front all of the shit that I'm working with.
I don't want any secrets.
I don't want any secrets and I'm not bypassing any of these fucking red flags. So if I hear one thing that I don't like, I'm out. I don't have time.
You're like a staunch job interviewer.
Literally, I was. I was like, I don't. I can't do it again. I cannot go through.
Because that's how you get to a point where you're like, okay, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just get into a relationship with someone for no reason.
Right. I need to know that we're aligned now.
Right.
That what we want is aligned and I'm not going to, you know.
So are you in an official relationship?
Mm-mm.
You guys are dating.
We're dating. And I like that because this is also the first time that I haven't been like, What are we? It's very like, we're just figuring it out and it's really nice.
That is nice.
And we talk we do talk every day. All the time.
When you're like, what are we? Then it takes you out of just being present. And it does. Well, for me, I was like, what are we for 5 years? Yeah. You know, the psychic told me we were going to be more, bitch. Yeah.
And the psychic did tell you that. And I had one like that too, where for a year and a half, I was like, what are we? And he was always like, you're pressuring me. And then it turned into a nightmare situation.
It's like when I'm here, I'm with you. When I'm out, I'm out. Yeah.
But also it's kind of like, wow, that's also true. And that's, I'm trying to be better at like, okay, it is just is what it is. And we can allow things to just kind of unfold.
Right.
Rather than the like, tell me you love me. Tell me we're going to be this.
Trying to control it.
Yes. I'm really surrendering control.
Every time you try to control the dynamic, it really backfires.
It really fucking backfires. And when you're navigating relationships, and I mean this like not even romantically, but just in general, when you're navigating anything from a place of fear and like lack mindset of like, I'm not going to get this or I need to hold this really close.
Like scarcity.
Scarcity. Yeah. Yeah. When you're navigating from a place of fear, scarcity mindset is when you create more of that and end up energetically like pushing things away that you want.
That's true.
Right? It's like we have to surrender.
Yeah.
And just let things happen.
Like money. That's an example.
Huge. Huge.
Lots of surrendering with that.
Yeah. I know. It's all of it. Everything all the time is surrendering.
Yeah.
And when you're navigating from fear, it's like then you're just going to energetically attract more fear.
Right.
And these are the things that I learned in my 7 months of witchcraft.
Witchcraft
and self-help
pendulum
books.
School.
Yeah. And these are the things that I really, you know, meditation. I did get really into meditation.
Oh, yeah. Remember we both have that Insight Timer app?
Yeah.
With binaural beats.
With binaural beats. It's so great. And really good ones. And it put me in touch with, you know, that like atrocious heartache, like really put me in touch with a lot of like really cool spiritual leaders. Abraham Hicks.
Love her.
Love Abraham. Lois Hay.
Yeah, she's kind of like Abraham, right?
She is. Yes. She loves Abraham.
Yeah.
Dr. Wayne Dyer. I'm obsessed, dude.
Dr. Wayne Dyer. Yeah.
So good.
What's the power of intention? That's
Is it Joe Dispenza?
No, that's Wayne Dyer has a book called The Power of Intention.
Oh, he does?
Yeah,
okay.
It's really, really good.
Love.
Yeah.
Love him. Ram Dass. Love him. King.
Yeah.
Alan Watts. King.
Alan Watts. Yeah.
All of those.
Those are my boys.
Yeah, dude. They put you in touch with some.
Every heartbreak led me to a different philosopher.
Isn't that right?
Artist. Yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't know who Alan Watts was, Ram Dass, any of those people if I was still dating the same guy that I dated in my 20s.
Right. Even Eckhart Tolle. Like all of them. Every nasty heartache leads you to another spiritual awakening, which is what they're all kind of meant for. Can you imagine staying with the same person from like high school?
When people do that, I'm like, ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
You haven't changed?
I wonder.
It's different when I feel like you start dating someone later in life because you're more evolved, like you're more yourself probably the older you get. You know what I mean? Because in your 20s, it's like you're more malleable, I feel like. And you change a lot between like 20s and 30s.
Right.
I don't know what the difference between 30s and 40s is going to be like. I don't know if it's going to be wiser.
I don't know. I don't know either. Maybe. I don't know. 20s and 30s is really extreme.
It's really extreme.
Even from 30 to 32, I'm like, damn, bitch, I'm a different bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Different bitch.
Different bitch.
Not, yeah.
Like I see a photo of myself at 30, I go, psh.
You go, what the damn fuck is going on?
Who's that?
You know what I think about all the time is how we go through phases. Like every time you see yourself, you're like, this is the best I've ever looked. And then like a year goes by and you look at those pictures of yourself and you're like, oof. Do you have that?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll have like photos that come up on my phone and it'll be like a year ago and I'll be like, whoa.
And you really, and in that time you're like really feeling yourself, which is good. You should be, but you like, then you look
back
and you're like, oof.
Yeah.
I always wonder that. I'm like, when am I going to look back on right now and be like, that was not it?
Probably like 20 years.
No.
You think sooner?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah. I feel like as soon as like 6 months from now, I'll look back and be like.
Do you ever look back and be like, that was a good look. I should go back to that.
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. My black hair, I look at that and I'm like, damn, bitch, I was kind of popping back then.
The black hair is good.
The black hair was good. Yeah.
I like this though.
I like this too.
Soft.
I like this. I like what I had right before this too. The.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A little
caramely
blonde.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a little of this, a little bit of that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
That's our pod.
We flew through that,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. Where can people find you?
Always Instagram, Gabby Lammy, GABBYLEMBY, TikTok, same thing. Podcast, Tea Time with Gabby Lam and Harper Rose Drummond.
You know what it is. This comes out. I don't know why I said you know what it is, but I'm a rapper. I've been saying that very loosely lately, and I'm like, I have to address it. I can't just go past you know what it is.
But you do know what it is.
But you know what it is.
You know what it
At
is.
At Princess Shank, you know what it is. All my dates are on my Instagram. You can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on this bitch. Patreon.com/SarahWineShank. For bonus content. And by the time this comes out, guys, buy tickets to the Comedy Store main room show. It's going to be awesome. It's This Bitch and Friends. It's me, Kimmy, Whitney Cummings, Beth Stelling, Annie Lederman, Jetski Johnson. It's a fire lineup. Get tickets.
It's a yummy lineup.
It's a yummy lineup. Get the tickets. And then also on May 7th, This Bitch and Friends live at the Comedy Store. Original room for Netflix is a joke. That's all. Bye.